This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We are happy right now to talk Royals baseball with the Royals Hall of Famer. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Denny, happy to have you on the show today.
Well, glad to be here, Carrington. Good to talk to you.
Denny, the Royals have really turned things around since the last time that you and I have spoken. They are 64-61. They are 3.5 games back in the wild card. What's different about the Royals than the last time that you and I talked?
Well, some of the elements are coming together for winning baseball, and the pitching has been good, the hitting has been very good, and a little power here and there, and that always helps. In fact, the game last night, the Royals were out hit, but the opponent, in this case Texas, all singles except for one double. And the Royals hit three home runs, and as we both know, home runs normally are going to beat singles, and that's what happened last night. But yeah, they're beating teams they should beat, and I'll talk about Washington, and the Royals had a great chance to sweep a four-game series with the Nationals. They didn't. They came up one run short in the final game of that series, and then the White Sox come to town, and they're equally bad, and the Royals swept that series, and the White Sox just really didn't put up a lot of good baseball in that series, and so the Royals made the most of it. But they're doing what they should do. They're beating bad teams. Sometimes you'll play a bad team playing bad, and that's what's happened Washington and Chicago. On the other hand, sometimes a bad team will be playing well, and then you got your hands full. For instance, Chicago prior.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They're coming into Kansas City. Well, they started to sink when they came to KC, but maybe 2 weeks prior to that, the White Sox had won 10 out of 14 games. That's pretty good pace. So that was a bad team playing well. But when they came to town, there was a bad team playing bad.
right now, we're talking to Denny Matthews about the Royals, who find themselves three games over 500. I think the way that you put it is the perfect way to describe this team, but that's kind of the pathway for the Royals. The Royals' schedule kind of eased up second half of the season, and if the Royals are going to do this, they're going to have to play exceptional in the games in which they should win. And then when it comes to a weekend series against the Tigers, like, you got to find a way to win that series. Like, you're trying to climb over a couple of teams. You got to play 4.5, 5 games better than the Yankees down the stretch. Your margin for error is nearly zero. You got to be fantastic for the final 6-7 weeks of the season.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And a good test is going to be a little road trip coming up after the series here with Texas. And then, as you mentioned, Detroit is here, and the Royals will be in Detroit. And if the Royals hold serve, so to speak, against those teams and on the road trip and continue to play well, now we're getting serious. But those are going to be so key. I think after you see the series, two series against Detroit on the road trip, of which Detroit is a part, then we can really talk about perhaps playing in October.
Denny, let's talk about Seth Lugo. I also want to get your thoughts on the offense as well. The Royals have actually been very good offensively since the All-Star break. Lugo has put together a couple of rough starts. Is that cause for concern, or is that just a slump that every baseball player is going to go through?
Or a combination thereof. Some people think maybe there's something bothering him physically. Who knows? But no, it wasn't Lugo over the last three outings for sure. And so the next two starts for him are going to be key to how the Royals proceed down the stretch run. But yeah, I think a little concern, but we'll find out. He's going to pitch in this series, so everybody will be keeping a close eye on that.
Denny, let's talk about the offense. I think this has been really the theme for the Royals the entire season, and why they got off to such a slow start and why they've turned things around. Their offense is so predicated on Witt, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, Mikel Garcia, and Jonathan India. It feels like for the first time all season, they've kind of gotten those guys to kind of line up and start hitting all at the same time, and that's really propelled the Royals for the last month or so.
Yeah, and look at the hitters 6, 7, 8, and 9. Over the last 3 weeks, and there have been a lot of contributions from those spots in the batting order. Earlier in the season, it was virtually nothing from 6 on down, and that makes a huge difference, because a lot of times the 7th, 8th, and 9th place hitters are going to be setting things up, hopefully getting on base for the 1, 2, 3, and 4 guys, and I think that's been the big difference. And then you have to have the 1, 2, 3, and 4 guys producing, which they have. And that makes for a pretty good, solid, deep offense. And the Royals have really turned the last 3 weeks around because of that. And don't overlook the contributions of the guys down lower in the batting order.
Yeah, I feel like the Royals, now, I mean, it was never going to be perfect, but I do think a lot of the moves that the Royals made at the trade deadline and kind of turning over the bottom half of that lineup, I feel like a lot of those worked. You know, MJ Melendez was kind of uncertain and unable to figure it out. We all were super excited about Jack Caglione, but it's hard to carry somebody who's hitting 170 every day in your lineup. You're right, where I feel like we've kind of raised the ceiling for this team by just simply improving 6 through 9, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and the guys who have contributed that jump to my mind would be Frazier and Rave, Isbell to a degree, and Lofton at times. And those are the guys that are hitting down in the lower part of the batting order. Frazier, don't forget Frazier. He's been a big help, and that's another trade the Royals made. So those guys have really contributed quietly, sort of, because the guys you named earlier, they're the ones that get the headlines. They're the ones that drive in the runs. But it's the guys that have to get on base in front of them. Otherwise, you got solo home runs. But the Royals have been getting a lot of two-run home runs, and some of them very important to tie a game or to put the Royals in front for good. And, yeah, that's all come together.
I feel like what happened with Vinny Pasquantino, and I'm curious if you agree, where I think sometimes we think an injury is going to take, oh, well, that's going to take 4 weeks. Oh, well, that's going to take 6 weeks. And sometimes it's a lot more that goes into it. It feels like it took Vinny a little bit longer to get his timing back when it came from the thumb injury. But I would say over the last 6 weeks to maybe 2 months, this is the Vinny Pasquantino that was playing last summer for the Royals prior to the injury.
Yeah, he's the type of hitter. Well, he's a smart hitter. Let's start there. but he's the type of hitter who figures out a way to drive in a run or two or three. And that's the guy you need right there in the three or four slot in your batting order. And Vinny is just very good at that. He's smart. He knows the pitcher. He's figuring things out when he's in the on-deck circle. What's the situation? What inning are we in? What's the score? What do I have to do to help us win? And he's processing all that from the on-deck circle, and then he gets into the batter's box. He's got an idea. He's got a plan. And it seemed like over the last couple of months, more often than not, he's executing that plan that he was configuring from the on-deck circle.
Last thing here, Denny, kind of going back to present day and talking about the Royals. I don't know if the Royals are going to make the postseason or not. They've been so up and down. They've been so inconsistent. I mean, they don't have a great percentage chance of making it, but weird things happen. The Royals certainly have a chance. Above anything, I'm just happy that the Royals have mattered. Like, so much in my life, I've seen a lot of August, a lot of September, where baseball is so far out of everybody's thinking and everybody fully moves on to football season, that I am happy that the Royals are interesting enough that I just want them to play a series that really matters in September. I want them to play a series against the Guardians or the Tigers where, hey, you need to go out to Kauffman Stadium. The Royals really need this to help their playoff chances. They just haven't had many of those Septembers in my life.
Yeah, and the last 2 years, and here we go again, we're not in September, obviously, but they have played very well at the latter end of the season. And to that end, I think you have to talk about the front office making trades, player moves. You have to talk about the manager and the coaching staff, and then, of course, the players. But all combined, those elements make for a team that, well, doesn't give up. They keep driving, keep grinding. And as you said, who knows what's going to happen at the end? Who knows how the other teams in front of the Royals are going to be playing? Better? Worse? The same? Who knows? That's the great thing about it. Nobody knows, and it's fun to sit back and watch.
That is Denny Matthews joining us on the show. He is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. It's always an honor and a privilege to talk to him. As the Royals, they continue to be one of the hottest teams in baseball to try to make a push to grab one of those final playoff spots. Denny, really appreciate your time. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
Sounds good, Carrington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.